This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. That Skype username lrn.fm. Also, you can call us on our Discord, on-air call-in line room. It's the top chat room if you join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. We were just telling you about the good news about Zen Magnets. It's a company that we've been following here for years because they've been under attack by the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. You know, that group of bureaucrats that's keeping you safe from all those evil magnet toys. Because that's what they tried to do. They tried to, and successfully did, for a period of time, prohibit the sale of these little magnet balls. You might have seen them. They were, there was a bit of a popularity boom in these things, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And that's when the CPSC swooped in with their regulatory powers and just basically literally swiped them off the shelves. They became illegal to, it wasn't illegal to possess them. They weren't contraband, but it was illegal to sell them in the United States.
So close enough.
And that basically resulted in almost every business that manufactured and distributed these things going out of business in the United States. With the exception of Zen Magnets, they put whatever money forward they needed to fight this thing. They were living out of they're operating from, originally were in a warehouse. They had to downsize down from 12 employees to one part-timer in a bedroom and were doing everything they could to stay in business and fight the CPSC to try to get this ban overturned. The good news, initially in 2016, was they did defeat the nationwide ban at the CPSC in court, ultimately. But then the CPSC kept coming after them specifically.
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
There's no penalty for them.
Right.
They don't.
It costs them nothing, and these upstarts have brought a case against them and won. That's not acceptable.
Right.
We're the biggest, toughest people on the block, and we're always right. We will fight them with the taxpayers' money. We will fight until the taxpayer is broke. We will fight until they're $22 trillion in debt.
Right.
We're there? $23 trillion in debt. Who cares?
Even though
let our great-grandchildren pay it.
Speaking of children, even though no children at any point had ever had a issue eating Zen Magnets, because that's the big fear, is that if a child eats a magnet, and then they wait for a little bit, and they eat another magnet, then the two magnets could, and probably will, adhere to one another at different parts of the body, meaning that if they're in your intestines or whatever, they're...
Stick your little guts together.
Stick your walls of your intestines together in a very uncomfortable manner, and that could be very bad. And in theory, at some point, some kid did eat some magnets somewhere, but they weren't Zen Magnets. Zen Magnets has always had labeling, and their labeling's gotten more clear over time that, hey, this isn't a toy. You're not supposed to give it to kids. Don't give this to kids. Don't eat these things, right?
Don't forget that several kids a decade are killed by electric windows in cars.
Ooh, jeez. That's brutal.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Right.
But I'm just...
Far more than by eating magnets, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, balloons. These things are deadly. Lots of things.
How about swimming pools?
If you crack a kid in the skull with a baseball bat, it'll probably end them. But I have kids play with baseball bats all the time.
So, back to the story here. This is from ZenMagnets.com, their press release that they sent out last week, I believe it was. And I've been holding on to this for a few days because, again, it's an interesting story, and I'm so glad they were finally victorious. Who knows how much they had to spend on attorney's fees to get through this. Going on here, so they say the judge's recent decision was in our favor, though it wasn't exactly a knock out of the park. In fact, the decision seemed like it was designed to stir as little commotion as possible while giving us a solid victory. Instead of having to overrule the CPSC on the merits of the case, the judge threw out CPSC's previous appeal on due process grounds. The case has been remanded to the commission for what is essentially a rehearing, but absent Commissioner Robert Adler. Though the ball is in their court, the effect of lobotomizing Commissioner Adler from the brain of the CPSC results in an insufficient majority for the CPSC to continue Adler's magnum opus on this recall front. As former Commissioner Nancy Ford puts it, quote, from a safety standpoint, the CPSC's ineffectual regulatory and litigation strategy has resulted in opening the marketplace to companies who, unlike Zen, have no interest in promoting safe use of these magnets. Because of the agency's position on both the regulation and the recall of the Zen product have been overruled, the market is now wide open with no requirements for safety precautions applicable to the product in place. This result is on the agency. If any injuries involving this product occur in the future, the agency must look internally for the cause. Their incoherent policies, in large part, bear the blame. So that's interesting. I didn't realize that now, as a result of the wins in this particular contest, is that there are no regulations whatsoever applying to the magnets, meaning that if you don't put a warning on there, the government won't come after you at this time. So now there's absolutely no requirements.
Yeah, what the government could have done is looked at Zen Magnets and said, well, this is the most responsible purveyor of little shiny magnetic balls in the marketplace. Well, let's just let them be the only ones in the marketplace, and they'll continue to provide the best service and the highest.
Well, no, they wouldn't if they were the only company in the marketplace, because then they'd be a monopoly.
If the sets of rules were in place. Oh, you're just talking about economics and economic tendencies and these sorts of things. There's no guarantee that that's not the case.
What they could have done was simply have required, and I don't advocate this. I'm glad that it's actually a free market and that it's open.
Same here.
But, you know, for the regulator types out there, this is what happens when you push too far. They actually lost, and everything was wiped off the books. They could have just said, here, we like what Zen Magnets is doing with their labeling. We think everybody should have labeling. Here's the labeling that we recommend or that you need to have.
Right.
And they could have ended it there, but no, they had to go with a full-on ban. Oh, my God, these things are the most dangerous thing to children, and acted like this was a ridiculous, you know, like some sort of insane product.
Like it was some kind of holocaust.
Yeah.
A great reaping of toddlers.
Going on here, the final bit from Zen Magnets, quote, we remain willing to work with the CPSC to develop the magnet safety standards for which we've already petitioned, and which will be more effective and reasonable than the all-ages nationwide ban we succeeded in vacating in the Tenth Circuit. As we've already been doing, Zen Magnets looks forward to providing not just the highest quality magnet spheres on the market, but also the safest in terms of sales methods and warnings. Now that the war on magnets is over, hopefully we can all focus toward the war on magnet misuse. He says, finally, magnets must be respected, but need not be feared. Thanks again, everyone, from Shahan Q, the founder of Zen Magnets. So Zen Magnets is winning, and they've won after 6 years of constant conflict with the federal government's Consumer Product Safety Commission.
I bet he's got that feeling of, like, sort of walking on air, you know, that this is great. This poor guy's life has been wasted in this battle. 6 years of his life just thrown down the drain, fighting the Consumer Product Safety Commission in this stupid battle that there's no particular point in them fighting or whatever. They're just clearing up some verbiage by taking this guy's, you know, life's fortune in lawyer's fees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's excited to win, but ultimately, whenever you come in contact with the government, you lose.
Right. I mean, so you think he feels like he's walking on air? Because I would think it would be exhausting and like, you know, a hollow victory at best, because he's not getting his money back. The CPSC isn't going to cut him a check for all of his time and effort, plus damages and, you know, ruining his business for a period of years.
Yes, I do think he's excited about it because he took the risk and it paid off. He got the result he wanted.
True. That's true. I mean, it feels like a win, but when you think about it, it really is a loss, as you pointed out, because they sucked away his life, they sucked away his savings, and they nearly destroyed his business.
Right. I mean, you know,
in an industry.
What it, you know, it provides us as probably America's premier media outlet attempting to hold every government agency accountable all the time. I mean, you know, when you think about what I want Americans to see is, look, this organization is just flat out evil. You think it's a nation of laws. But it's not. It's just a nation of rapacious bureaucrats that get all pissed off when, oh my goodness, I wrote a little rule and somebody wants to change one of the letters in it, and I'm gonna take their fortune.
Check them out over at ZenMagnets.com. They also have their Neo Balls, which are a little bit more affordable and in all kinds of beautiful colors. I'm a big fan, and they make great gifts. And there you go. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855. Join us here if you like. Toll free number. Free to join us on the radio is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Don't forget to go check us out if you want to watch us on video. We've got our own Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. And you can, of course, watch and listen and or listen to the show there. There's a chat room built into Twitch as well. It doesn't have as much content as our Discord chat, but it is a great way to watch the show happen live. And, of course, we are here live 7 nights per week. You can follow us on Twitch, and that adds to our follower count, which means that, you know, we got more. If we have more followers, what that means is every time we go live, if you've turned on notifications, you'll get a notification if you've got the Twitch app, or you can sign up for the email notifications via Twitch, and then it'll shoot you an email to remind you that, hey, Free Talk Live's live. Maybe you want to watch us live. Some people, you know, listen to the podcast or whatever, but if you're around in the evening Eastern time, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, you can join us live through Twitch by following us there at twitch.lrn.fm.
Even if our camera isn't switching.
Is it not switching?
It's not switching.
Okay, I could have sworn I turned that on. I'll double check that for you. But anyway, twitch.lrn.
It looks like you turned that feature on, but it's not switching.
Weird. I'll have to look into it later. So anyway, twitch.lrn.fm, you can also subscribe to us there if you've got a Twitch Prime, which means you've got Amazon Prime linked to your Twitch account. Just scroll down our cam page, and there's some instructions, very, very simple, that'll help you do that. We sure do appreciate it. It's a way for you to support us on this new platform that we've been on now for over 6 months. So thank you to everybody who's been following us and such on Twitch. It is the more followers we get, the more people watching we get, the more we're going to be able to reach to the Twitch audience of, what, tens of millions? There's a lot of people that use this website. It's mostly a video game streaming site, and every now and then we'll actually have some game streaming going on our Twitch stream at twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana watching on YouTube. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all's favorite bordertarian, I believe I was called to find me a political home. But I didn't call about borders. I called to say the horrors that, oh, the humanity, unregulated magnets. What are we going to do?
We're right. going the to same die. Thing we did before. It's amazing.
Oh, wait, we didn't die?
We didn't die.
Thankfully, no.
Never mind. I was listening to my favorite conservative friends who are on your local affiliate down here, WGSO, talking about the possibility that Roe v. Wade could be reversed. And I am pro-life. I think abortion is terrible. But a complete reversal of Roe v. Wade followed by bans? I don't know. I really don't know if American women would put up with that. And I know some
pro-choice
ban of Roe v.
Wade. Put up with it.
Which would result in what happened?
Well, it would revert to the states.
Mm-hmm. States like
and
Texas?
Here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, here in Louisiana, a lot of conservative old white men are convinced that a complete ban on abortion is the way to go.
Yeah.
But I'm tempted to think that the hands of time are double-edged swords, and conservatives are desperately trying to get a hold of these hands and turn them backwards,
yeah.
while progressives are desperately trying to grab these hands and turn them in what direction they believe is forward. But the problem with pushing on swords that are double-edged is you always wind up cutting your fingers off.
Yep. I tend to agree with you on this. I would call myself, I don't know that I'm pro-life. I believe that abortion is clearly and obviously the ending of a human life. But I'm not that much against the ending of human life. If you're talking about babies, young people that wouldn't have good parents in the first place, then, well, you know, I guess you're forcing me into a pretty terrible position when I'm trying to make these decisions. I think that...
Well, I prefer to try to talk people like that into putting their children up for adoption.
I'm adopted, yep.
I think there's some point between conception and natural birth that people are willing to settle at. Even Ireland, which legalized abortion,
recently,
settled
yes.
at 12 weeks. Everything after 12 weeks, we're going to have some discussions, and you may wind up being put in a cage. But before 12 weeks, it's open. And I talk to a lot of my pro-choice family members and friends, and they find that they're not all in for like 9 months, but at the same token, they find they're looking for some reasonable ground. And so I try to tell this to my conservative friends, and they're like, we don't know anybody like that.
I do think, however, any charge that has to do with murder should be handled at the state level. Murder charges are written at the state level. Homicide charges are written at the state level. They're not the federal government stepping in and talking about these things. So I think it's a state's issue. I see real problems for young ladies who might be having this issue that are currently, in some of these places where they would make this illegal. I think that the prohibition of abortion had some very bad consequences, and I wouldn't want to have to face those consequences either. This could very well happen with the Trump Supreme Court if it is stacked the way that people fear that it may be stacked.
Well, I've got good news, though. Here in Louisiana, as far as I can tell, there is nobody having any sex that I know of anymore, thanks to the Me Too movement.
Are you serious?
I'm not quite serious, but I've often wondered exactly why these women cling to the right for, and let's not call it reproductive health, please. Let's just say they're clinging to the right to engage in a behavior that they will never engage in.
What do you I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Me Too means that ladies don't want to get touched at work.
Well, have you ever heard of the fourth wave feminism? This chick named Cynthia McKenna or something like that. She was a professor who said that all sex is rape.
I've read that. They call it PI. Actually, what she says is PIV, penis and vagina sex is rape. I don't know what.
Right.
So this is somebody wrote something, a blog, and people are assigning this to everybody who's in the Me Too movement. Nah, that's not exactly right. There's a lunatic out there that calls themselves a feminist. There's probably a lot of lunatics,
for sure,
that call themselves feminists. If somebody calls themselves a feminist, you probably should ask him, what do you mean
kind of
by
that? Yeah, define that for me. Hey,
yeah,
thanks, Matthew. Good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for bringing that up, the toll-free number here. If you want to join us on the radio waves, bring up whatever's on your mind, you can do that. The number here is 855-450-FREE. It's that easy, 855-450-3733. We do consent to you calling into this radio show. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A key group of lawmakers involved in the Russia investigation is supporting a previous assessment by the intelligence community that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential campaign, and they concentrated their efforts on trying to make one candidate win. This was a bipartisan finding from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It says that the intelligence community assessment that happened back in 2016 during the election and afterward was a thorough investigation and the work was sound and proper. They determined correctly that not only were the Russians responsible for meddling in the last election, but also that they had a preference for Donald Trump to win. The results show that they were not just trying to cause discord, but to actually hurt Hillary Clinton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. If you want, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And for a long time, we've talked about the really excellent website, SaveItPurse.com, where you can go and save big time on your Amazon purchases. You probably have already purchased things at Amazon at some point in your life. You probably will purchase things there again. And would you like to save 20% next time? How about 25%? How about more than that? You can go less if you want. It's up to you what you want to save, up to 33% off at Amazon, because you spend your Bitcoin. Now, that's what SaveItPurse.com allows you to do, is spend your Bitcoin on things you want to buy at Amazon and get a tremendous discount on it. No joke, this works. I've done it dozens of times, close to 100 times at this point.
Yeah, you said the other night that basically you can get 20% off lickety-split.
Within a day, usually, it goes.
My wife put something up online, and we usually do it for things that are over, I don't know, $50.
You do what?
We do SaveItPurse.com.
Oh, I'll do it for anything.
Yeah, you will.
On Amazon.
We generally do not. Things over $50 or whatever. She did something that we're buying at 15%. It was gone before I told her to raise it to 20.
Wow. Snapped it up.
Yep.
So what you do is you just go to SaveItPurse.com. The big news is that they're now taking Bitcoin Cash on the site. So if you're tired of the old BTC fees and the potential slowness of BTC, you can now use Bitcoin Cash directly on SaveItPurse.com. So once again, that's SaveATPurse.com. Get on over there and check it out. I think you're really going to like it. If you've been putting it off, this is a great reason to go and do it, because now, wow, okay, I actually just checked my statistics here. I'm at 139 transactions at saveitpurse.com. Now, that's over, you know.
Does it tell you how much money you've saved over time?
Yes, it does. I've saved $2,757.30.
Nice. You got nothing on Chris.
Oh, because he's on there constantly, right? Ordering business parts and stuff.
He's probably
right?
done thousands of transactions,
that's awesome.
I would imagine.
That's awesome. It works. It works great. SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to Ken. He's in South Georgia listening on the radio. Hello, Ken. Where in South Georgia are you tonight?
Actually, in Jeff Davis County, Georgia.
Well, welcome. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Okay. Y'all were talking about straws, is what I heard.
Okay. The straw ban in Seattle.
Here we go. All right, now, well, that's fine, but it's probably going to spread everywhere else. If you got paper straws that's disintegrating or plastic straws that will never disintegrate, but you put it when you leave, like a walk-in restaurant, buy a hamburger or whatever, you put it all in the same bin.
Right.
All right, so why don't you have recyclers for plastic? I don't know what they can do with styrofoam, but you get paper, you get plastic, and then you leave it up to the people if they got enough sense to get put the stuff in the right bin.
So are you proposing that there, rather than the city banning the giving away of these plasticware, plastic straws, that there be a recycling program instead?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. And that's what you do in most cities. Now, I'm out here in the county. I'm 15 miles from anywhere. And we actually take ours and put it over in a big dumpster, and they do what they want to with it. But if you wanted to, you could actually sort that out in a restaurant. Even if you're in a restaurant that doesn't have bins, like if you're sitting there eating on plate, et cetera, whatever, they could sort that stuff out, too, right quick.
Yeah, one of the problems with plastic recycling is that recently the value of it has gone down. Some people blame it on the Trump tariff thing. I don't know whether that has anything to do with that specifically. But the value of the recyclable plastic garbage has gone down, and now it's getting more difficult for towns and cities and counties to get rid of their plastic garbage. So, you know, there's that problem. But recycle, you know, if it's sorted, if somebody does the sorting for them, that's a heck of a lot of savings monetarily that they get.
Yeah, I remember watching years ago Penn and Teller's BS, which was a great show on the Showtime Network in the aughts, basically, mostly. And they had a show about recycling and basically how most of it's a bunch of crap.
Penn and Teller, go ahead and tell me.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Look up, I can't say the words on the radio, but it's BS, Penn and Teller's BS, and search for the recycling episode. It'll blow your mind at how many lies people have been told about recycling. I quit recycling the moment that I saw that video. I was like, my God, the government has lied to me again. I can't believe it. But they've been lying about that, too. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you out there in the woods of Georgia. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As you can tell, Ken was probably listening on a radio station what is doing what they call delay broadcast of Free Talk Live. He was probably here in our first hour right now. You can call this show even when we're not talking about the topic that we were talking about. So it's open phones all the time here on Free Talk Live. Even if you are a podcast listener and you want to comment on something you heard us as you're driving home today or whatever, you want to comment on that, comment on last night's show, totally fine. We're always here for you. Open phones every night at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, the Penn and Teller episode was really an eye-opener because they really addressed kind of the history of the recycling program. Basically, it was a total BS make-work program created by the government to essentially create jobs that otherwise wouldn't have existed.
I think it's gotten more efficient over time since Penn and Teller did their expose. But, you know,
is there evidence for that? Is that true?
Yeah, there certainly is if you read the articles on it and that sort of thing, which I've spent a lot of time on because I don't know that I believe it.
Because they basically said that there was only a couple of things that were actually economically worth recycling.
Sure, they said
aluminum cans.
Yeah, basically any kind of metal.
And what was the other thing? I forget. There was something else that they... It wasn't paper, and I don't think it was plastic, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't... I can't think of what it would have been, otherwise besides metal. Metal is certainly... There's a lot of value to. But for a while there, plastics made a lot of sense because, you know, they were getting money for it. The problem is that there's like six different types of recyclable plastics, and they need to go in different bins, and they have you sorting them out for them, which is just conscribed labor. If you're willing to do it, then do it. You know, but...
Another interesting part of that that was very revealing was that they looked at the question of landfills, right? Because, well, recycling is supposedly one of the benefits is that you're avoiding things going into a landfill. And they talked about how landfills are actually, like, really smart and economical when they're run correctly, and they can be turned into things like golf courses later on. So it's not like it's totally wasted space to begin with. And then they even point out that you could, and I don't remember the statistic, it's been a long time since I've seen this, it's like a decade ago, but they actually took an estimate of all of like the world's landfills and garbage or whatever, and they found that you could like fit it into a relatively small square, a portion of a fraction of like one of the states in the United States, and yeah. It'd be plenty
something
of room.
Like less than the size of Rhode Island or
yeah,
something.
There's yeah, there's plenty of room for, you know, landfills.
If you could get your garbage into one of the dumpsters at the transfer station or the dump, you're in pretty good shape. They'll take good care of it, and it will, you know, even if it gets buried in the ground, so what? Something's buried in the ground that they got out of the ground in the first place.
Right.
You know.
All right, let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Since the two of you, Mark and Ian, are still there from yesterday.
Oh, I see what you mean, from yesterday. Right.
Yeah, from yesterday is the continuity of a conversation. I wanted to add a couple quick comments today.
You were telling us about your children were taken from you 11 or 12 years ago, and this is the anniversary of that.
Yeah, yesterday, July 2nd, is the day I said goodbye to them, not knowing I'd never see them again. And you got music going on there?
We do. Stand by. We'll bring you back here, and I'm not sure where you're going, but we'll find out here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We got room for you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Skype username is lrn.fm. Discord chat room for the on-air call-in line room is discord.lrn.fm.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. If you want to join us here, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in, Skype username lrn.fm. Or join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, you're welcome to bring up what's on your mind. David in New Mexico is on with us here. Go ahead with your thoughts, David.
July 2nd was the, I said goodbye to my kids not knowing I'd never see them again. And on July 5th, I was all happy because that was the first day, the very first hearing in the custody case that my ex had filed. I chose not to go to the court to involve them as long as we were still working together, but she decided to take it there. So she went and filed. And that was our first hearing 3 days later on the 5th. And in that hearing where the judge, very first thing that the judge Angela Jewell did coincidentally, to make something fun, Tommy Jewell is Angela Jewell's husband. He's also a judge. He was the presiding judge of the children's court. He departed there before I ended up in children's court. But and they're a black couple. It makes a difference to some aspects of the case. And ironically, coincidentally, humorously, you can see both Tommy Jewell and myself on television in the same scene in an episode of In Plain Sight, if anybody ever watched that. Yeah, it's just some TV show that was on cable.
Okay, so what's the point you're trying to drive at here? We don't need all this background.
There are many points, but I'm only giving you a couple at a time because that's all we have time for. The point is my children were disappeared and without warning, and I had a hearing 3 days later and found out that I wasn't going to be seeing them for a while, and that was based on some women at the neutral corner that made various observations of my behavior and called the judge on the telephone, and the judge said, call the cops, and so they called the cops, and the cops said, there's nothing here. We can't do anything other than take your report. And the judge also told them, call CYFD, Child Protective. They called Child Protective. Child Protective said, it doesn't meet our standards. It doesn't meet our criteria. There's nothing to do. So the judge said, write me a letter. And so those women at the neutral corner wrote a letter that was not notarized. It was not an affidavit. They were not present to introduce it as evidence. And I'm sitting there as an unrepresented litigant with no court experience, not knowing that that is not admissible evidence.
Hmm.
And so the judge whips out this letter, and I have no idea.
And the judge should know better that this is not admissible evidence. But what you're saying is because you didn't have an attorney there who would have, you know, known to object about this, it was admitted.
Yeah, it was admitted, and you're right. The judge not only should have known better, the judge obviously did know better, but he was using the judge's personal agenda to allow it. Because the proper behavior, the discretion, when you talk about abuse of discretion, it was an abuse of discretion for Angela Jewell to not object on my behalf, since I'm sitting there unrepresented and not knowing, and knowing that even a baby lawyer, which is a term that Melanie will know, a baby lawyer, would know immediately to object to that on the fact that it's double hearsay. But the judge let it go through anyway, and that is an abuse of discretion. But I don't know any better at that point. And so the judge uses that letter that's not admissible, and on the basis of that letter, she orders me, like I said yesterday, to go get my head examined. So if I had a lawyer, or if I knew then what I knew now, I would, you know, well, first of all, it wouldn't happen because I would have objected to the hearsay evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they wanted to authenticate the evidence and get it admitted into evidence, if they went through that process, then what I would do is in reference to getting my head examined, I would say, you know, excuse me, that's an unreasonable, therefore unlawful search, and therefore I'm not submitting myself to any examining party. And if you write that order, then I will appeal your order in an interlocutory manner.
Mm-hmm.
Which means
pause the trial as is, and then have that one aspect appealed up to the next court, and then resume the trial after the court rules in that particular case. Yeah, man,
right.
That is frustrating. There's no doubt about it.
And it goes on. Yeah, and it just, yeah, and the kid, and in the meantime, you know, a decade of, I mean, at this point, I had a similar experience, not the same, it wasn't the allegations at all, it was just an uncooperative mother. And when the children do not have a relationship with you when they're young, they often really don't care to even bother when they're late teenagers or early adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, if you can wipe out a parent's contact with their children from, you know, up until age, you know, mid teens, you can pretty
much...
You've
wiped it out for a long time. And then, you know, you may also have, another parent who's lying to the children and saying, oh, your dad, he's a jerk, or he's a liar,
or whatever.
Well,
I suspect that's what's going on in this. The parent is probably, ex-wife is probably giving giving negative information about him to the children because this is the woman who started the whole thing in the process. Now, I don't know whether that information is good or bad. All we ever get is David's opinion. It sounds accurate, but, you know, I mean, this is what a judge is. We're supposed to be able to trust judges, and we can't.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
I read an interesting story about Trump. Kind of, he always seems to joke about it, but he was with the North Korean leader, and he had said something to the effect of, I wish the reporters would sit up straight for me like they do for Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
And he said other, no, really, he has joked, and if you look this up online, I forget what it was called, but if you look up him joking about possibly being a dictator, I'm really worried that the guy is not going to step down in, you know, if he loses the next presidential election.
Well, there's been worries about that from Barack Obama and during Bush. I remember during both of those presidencies toward the end of their 8 years, those were the rumors that were going around, was that this would be the last elected president.
You never heard them talking like that. I never heard him say,
George Bush wanted to be a dictator.
George Bush said, I'm the decider.
No, he also said something about wanting to be a dictator. I'll pull that quote up.
Should be nice to be a dictator or something like that. Yeah. Don't worry. Donald Trump is not of an age that he has the opportunity to do anything but step down. He's probably going to roll down in a wheelchair.
Here's the quote from George W. Bush, according to Goodreads.com. Quote, if this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. As long as I'm the dictator.
Wow, I didn't know.
And the laugh's in the quote, by the way. It's in there.
Well, but okay, but you got more proof of it. He met with Kim Jong-un. He's arranging a summit with Vladimir Putin. I mean, and then he's made several jokes. I wish I had more. I wish I had my source with me right now to be able to quote more of those jokes.
Oh, I agree. I've heard several of them. You're absolutely right.
Maybe he's just trolling.
Trump's more of a fascist, I think, more of an overt fascist. Because of his gregarious and outward attitude, you get to see his fascism on display.
Hey,
but that doesn't mean we live in a fascist country,
he's a fascist. Maybe we'll have a statue one day of Trump raising his right hand out to us, you know, and we can go and we can bow down before it. And then maybe we'll also have his picture hung in every room in our house. And
talk about creepy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what happens in North Korea, according to the documentary. I'm sure you all have watched it. It was from Nat Geo, where they went and they did the surgeries on the eyes, and it's very insightful. I mean, it's just scary. I just hope. I mean, I know we may not be the freest country in the universe, but I just hope we're never at a point where, you know, like Trump is disputing elections, like fake elections, fake news.
How old is Trump at this point? How old is he? He's in his 70s.
Early 70s.
He's got 6 years at this point. He's going to be a blithering idiot by the end of his term. He was the oldest person to take office in U.S.
history.
He's
been eating hamburgers and hot dogs and Cokes his whole life, it sounds like, and he's doing all right thus far. You never know.
He's 72, anyway. Was born in 1946 in
He's
going to
be 78. I'm not worried about a 78-year-old taking over the White House.
Vernon, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. But, yeah, the fear about, oh, no, it's the last election that we're ever going to have. This president's going to cancel the elections, and they're going to take over, and it'll be martial law. Well, it is martial law. I mean, it's, you know, the government can do whatever they want with their police state. But ultimately, they want to continue the illusion of the elections, to continue to make people think that there is some kind of a choice that they actually have, when, of course, you know, whether it's the Republican or the Democrat who ends up getting elected, you tend to see the government get bigger and more oppressive. According to People Magazine, People.com, this is from June 15th, quote, "He's the head of a country, and he's the strong head. Don't let anyone think anything different. He speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same." That's the Trump quote referring to Kim Jong-un. Following the interview, Trump was, he claimed that, he was asked what he meant by that. And he says, "I was kidding. You don't understand sarcasm." That's what I say, man. Maybe he was just trolling. He's pretty good at trolling people, right?
There's no doubt.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.